So here we are in this series that we've been walking through, the faith love test. You know, I'm preaching two sermons on faith, and it seems like God, by way of the Holy Spirit, they're colliding. Even the topics are colliding. So a lot what you're going to hear at 9, you may hear it again at 11. But the thing about faith is that we have an opportunity every time by faith to experience God at his word. That's what faith is. And I said this before and I'll say it again. Faith is believing that God is telling the truth. Now Abraham has, he is the father of faith. I mean, he's the one that pretty much displays to us how to walk by faith, how to live by faith. From the beginning, I've been preaching this for almost a year, verse by verse, week by week. And we've come to this point. We've already went through his scenarios with Abimelech and his lack of faith at the beginning, where he lied about Sarah being his wife, and then he had the encounter with Lot, and that was a whole situation with him and Lot. And then during this period of time, we find that Abraham is waiting on the promise. You got to understand that he's waiting for something. And I don't know about you today, I don't know what you're waiting for, what you believe God has promised you and what you're waiting for. But here's the thing about waiting. Waiting is how you strengthen your faith. I don't know if any of you have ever been on a cruise before, but you ever notice Carnival, they will begin to send you these emails, and it will have a countdown. I wish I had somebody. You know, and it, you know, it's something because when the counter begins, it'll say you have 3 months before your cruise. As a matter of fact, what it really is, it's a visual fact. Come on, help me somebody. It's a countdown that tells you that something is about to happen. Come on, help me somebody. I believe faith is just like this. Faith is first we have to believe, then we have to act as if you already know for sure that the thing that you're going after will be achieved. Do I have anybody? You see, a lot of people struggle with faith because, see, God doesn't want you, if you could see it, it isn't faith. If you can actually do it yourself, it isn't faith. But this countdown began for Abraham. And I'm asking you, in your faith life, where are you in your countdown? And so today we want to talk about what your faith can accomplish, what your faith can do. And we know that the Bible says that faith can move mountains. Amen. If he says, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now, was Jesus literally saying that you can move that physical mountain? He says it's possible if you have faith. I wish I had somebody. Why did he pick the hardest thing to illustrate a lesson in faith? Because that's how faith really is. And so if you're going to pass this faith love test, Amen. And if you're going to find out what it can accomplish, the text says, then they came to the place of which God had told him. Here's what happens to us. There's times when we're walking by faith and we veer off the path because we're not following God's instructions. So the first thing you got to do is this. The first thing you got to do is keep following God's instructions. Somebody here, God didn't tell you to do that. God told you the first time what to do, but all of a sudden you are modifying because you're not seeing in actuality what God wants for your life. But I want you to know something. You got to remember what God told him in verse 2. You got to remember what God told him in verse 2. God told him, he said, take now your son, your only son whom you love. It's a faith love test. Watch this, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. I told you before, you go to the mountain, you got to go through the valley. And here's the thing, when I'm trying to help somebody with something today, to let you know this, that whatever God has told you, keep following his instruction. It's easy to veer off the path. It's easy to say, man, I don't know if I can do this no more. I don't know. It's just getting too hard. Isn't that what we do sometimes? Amen. Things get hard. Life gets tough. Y'all ain't saying amen today. But I want to tell you something. You got to keep following God's instructions, because God's instructions is clear. God told him in verse 2, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go, and nothing changes until that happens. Now, here's what the problem we have. Oftentimes, because we don't see it, we believe that God has changed his mind. But can I help you with something? God's word is true. And what I want to help somebody to do today is, if you're going to walk by faith and if you're going to see your faith in action, what you got to do is you have to have the ability to stay in God's word and follow it to the end. Are you with me? The next thing he says he came to the place that God told him. And Abraham, what did he do? He built an altar there. And what did he do? He arranged the wood. Now, this word altar means a place of sacrifice. And so the second thing we must do is we have to keep not just following God's instruction, but obey God with your whole heart. Come on, help me, somebody. Abraham is doing what he's told, but can you imagine his emotions? Can you imagine the fact that he knows something that Isaac doesn't know? Isaac is the sacrifice, but here he is. He could have modified it, right? Isn't that what we do? What we do is we kind of make the deal sweeter for us, because the moment things start getting hard, the moments that things start getting tough, we start believing that, well, now, God, I don't believe that was the first instructions. But all of a sudden, what we find is that when things get hard, what we have to do is obey God with your whole heart. Saints, I want to tell you, a lot of us can be further along in this journey if we stop modifying our obedience. Come on, help me, somebody. And you know what's crazy about this? God knows your heart. And the reason I believe that we haven't seen things on a level that we could be seeing it in is because we are not obedient to God's word to the end. And so I want to encourage you. He's already in God's will. God has provided. There's no actions that he needs to prove that God is good. Can I help you with something? Lip service is good. You can tell me what you're going to do, but can I help you with something? It's when I see you go all the way. That's how I know that you're for real. Do I have anybody here today? So I want to encourage you this morning to keep following God's instructions. Keep obeying God's word with your whole heart. But look what it says next. It says now. It says, and he bound his son Isaac, laid him on the what? On the altar, on top of the wood. So he's bounded him up. Now here's the thing. So you keep following. You keep obeying. The next thing is you got to keep believing no matter how you feel. Because feelings will get in to your faith life, and watch this, cause you to forfeit the blessings. Do I have anybody here? You're tackling something real big right now. You got a mountain before you right now. You got a valley. You've been through the valley. Come on, help me. And all I'm saying to you this morning is that God is not going to just ask you to do something. God's going to ask us to do something so ridiculously hard that it will cause you to almost question whether or not this is God. But I love God's word. And I want to tell you something. When I go to his word, I'm comforted by what he says to me, because here's the thing. Think about it. This is his child. Does he not have compassion? Does he not have care? Does he not have love? Do you know you want to know what the point is here? Anybody want to know the point here? Here's the point. You ready? May want to write this down. God wants to know, do you love him more than anything else on this earth? He is the giver of life. Do you like the giver or do you like the gift? Ooh, I'm going to say it one more time. Do you love the giver or do you love the gift? Most people want to be a millionaire, but they're not willing to do what it takes to get there. They love the end game, but they don't want to go through the process of getting there. They want to pray to God for blessings, but they don't want to go through the hardships to get to the blessings. Do I have anybody? And here Abraham is, he's bounded his son and he's about to slay his son, but yet he does it all the way. Tell your neighbor, all the way. You either all in, all out. There's no halfway with faith. So when you're walking by faith, you got to make a decision that, God, I believe you. I don't feel it, but I believe it. You want to know what happens with your feelings and faith? It plays tricks on you. Feelings want you to be comfortable. Faith says you're going to be uncomfortable. Now, why do I have to be uncomfortable? Because when you're uncomfortable, it means now you are relying on something greater than you. I'm waiting for 11 o'clock. Watch this. You're relying on something that you cannot see, but you have to believe. There are a lot of people who question whether or not the Bible is real. But can I help you with something? I don't even ask those questions. Here's what I ask. I say, God, show me in your word. Prove it to me. And God said, I ain't got nothing to prove to you. All you got to do is either you accept it or reject it. Because I've never asked you to defend me. A lot of people get into all these arguments about this, that. God ain't asking us to do none of that. What God is asking us to do is to walk by faith. But God wants to know, do you love me more than Isaac? Do you love me more than Isaac to the point where you will go all the way out to sacrifice Isaac? And what we see here is faith on display. What we see is what faith can accomplish. Here's what faith can accomplish. You ready? It can strengthen your belief. It can strengthen your obedience. It can take you off of this emotional roller coaster that most people try to put you on, and you can live by fact and not by faith and not by fiction. And the text says, Abraham went all the way in. Job said this, Job said, the Lord gives. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. Let me just back that up right quick. Abraham believed that God would resurrect his son. That's what the Hebrew writer said. Now, I'm asking the question, but when did he think he was going to resurrect him? Because he's going to burn him up. Wait a minute. How would he resurrect him? And he was about to sacrifice him. He said, whoa, wait a minute. Abraham was good with whatever God asked. But as a believer, how do you know God is asking you to do something? As a believer, how do you know? How do you know? It's always going to be by faith. Listen, God is going to just download that information by way of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and confirmation through the preaching. That's why you got to listen to preaching, not just gospel music. Come on, help me, somebody. It is through the Word of God. But watch this. Abraham believed that God would resurrect his son. But watch this. Job, when he lost everything, Job says, Lord, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Now, why did Job fall to his face and worship God? Because he believed God. You with me? Paul says, though they slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm just trying to say, this is a great illustration. When you come to the altar and you get ready to sacrifice, listen, your speculations or whatever it is, you got to lay it here and you got to trust God by faith to see it happen. Watch this. Verse 10. I'm about to sit down. Time is up. Look what he said. Abraham stretched out his hand. Lord have mercy. And took the knife. Now, listen. The Hebrew word here is shalak. Not what you put on at the nail shop. See, I've been there a few times. But you know about shellac. I know about Barack. Shellac. You know what it means? To bid farewell. Listen. He's stretching his hands out, saying, bye-bye. Oh, come on. Some of you find it real hard to just let those hard-headed kids go. You understand what I'm saying? You find it real hard to let them people go that keep causing you trouble in your life, but you keep gravitating back to. I don't know what that emotional connection is. But listen, you just won't distance yourself from that mess. So every now and then you have to let go. You got to say bye-bye. You got to say, I'm done with this. He stretched out his hand, took the knife. And so the next thing you got to do, you got to keep going until you accomplish your assignment. I'm saying one more time. I see so many people quit. I'm talking about in their Christian faith life. They give it up for a job. They give it up for opportunities. They've given it up, amen, to live a life that they say is comfortable, but they got all kinds of trouble. Until we accomplish what we were sent out to do, it's not over yet. This was a test. I'm going to say it one more time. this was a what? It was a test. And not only was it a test, but you got to go to verse 1. Just hold on for a minute. Just flip back to verse 1. Now, it came about after these things that God, tell your neighbor, pastor told you is a test. And anything I tell you, I'm going to back it up with the word. You understand what I'm talking about? So, yeah, you go listen to this person and that person, but make sure that whatever they're telling you, and be careful the ones who say God told them to tell you. God didn't tell them nothing. And I'm standing flat-footed on that. God didn't tell them that. Now, if they told you that God's word says this, you got to be careful with that too. But the text says that God tested who? Abraham. He tested him. And then when we get back here to verse 10, it says here, now he's passing the test. Tell your neighbor, I want to pass this test. I got to pass this test. How many need to pass that test? I got to pass this test. Listen. Don't let nothing stop you from seeing it to the end. Even the smallest amount of doubt can cause this to go in a different direction. How many things do you have bound to the altar, but you haven't sacrificed it yet? How many times are you going to keep saying, God, pray for me. Pray for me, Pastor. Pray for me, but you still haven't done it yet. Come on and help me, somebody. It's time to pull your credit report. Yeah, it's time. It's time to clean up some stuff in your life. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody here. Come on, God can't take you here if you're still living down here in your mindset. And you and I won't do the hard things. Lord, it's so difficult. It's so hard sometimes because what you're asking me to do is this. You're asking me to love my enemies. You're asking me to pray for those who despitefully use me. You ask me, Lord, to what? To turn the other cheek. What? I don't think I can do that. God says you got to see this thing all the way. Tell your neighbor, I got to see this thing all the way through. I got to see it all the way through. I'm going to see it all the way to the end. Because the end is going to be better than the beginning. The end is going to be better than the middle. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank God today that my assignment is not up yet. And I'm going to keep going until I see it happen. I'm not going to make it happen. God's going to make it happen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Do I have anybody here who want to keep going? It's tough right now. It's rough right now, but I'm going to keep going until the end. But what's going to keep me going? I'm going to keep following God's instruction. I'm going to keep obeying with a whole heart. I'm going to keep believing no matter how I feel. Because right now my feelings is, I'm through with this. I can't take this no more. Y'all tripping. But guess what? Because I want to see this thing to the end, I'm going to go all the way. I said all the way. Thank God that I'm willing to go all the way to the end. Text says, he slayed his son. To slay his son. This word, it's an interesting word. See, Hebrew has pictures. When you look at a word in the Hebrew Bible, it paints pictures. And so the picture here is this not killing, it's actual slaughtering. It's beating, the root word means to beat something. Oh, come on, help me somebody. You see, what God was asking him to sacrifice, and in the way he was asking him, he was asking him to sacrifice it. You can't put emotions in this. So yeah, that person in your life that just ain't getting it, come on, help me somebody. You got to give them over to the Lord. You got to say, Lord, here you are. I can't work with that. Listen, I'm too. See, sometimes we're playing God. You got to just let that thing go. Listen, the things you can't change, only God can change. Do I have anybody? I got one more thing. You got to keep going until you have sacrificed everything you love by faith. May I ask you a question? Does it hurt you? Because right now, what you sacrificing ain't hurting you. That ain't no sacrifice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. God says, I want you to love nothing more than me. I don't really think we got that kind of love just yet. I ain't saying all of you. But how do you love the master of the universe? The God who hung the moon and the stars. The one who created everything out of nothing. And the one who stepped back into eternity and brought us time. And the one who wakes us up every morning. How do you love him when you haven't seen him? You see, how you love him is by your actions. God says, I've been talking about sowing seeds. God says, oh yeah, do you really want it? You can't get it till something dies. And here's what has to die first, you. Dying to self means I don't want to be comfortable. Man, listen, I've been in the pity party zone for a minute, lane. Yeah, I've been riding that lane for a little bit. And you know what the pity party lane is? It's like HOV because guess what? You got to have another passenger with you. Come on, help me somebody. And you ever notice that the person that's riding in the HOV lane, in that pity party lane with you, how they ain't making you no better? They saying the same thing. Yeah, you're right, child. You know, yeah, we ain't that. Yeah. Tell your neighbor it's time to move out of the HOV lane and move into the regular lane. And you got to walk by faith, and you got to stop saying what you can't do. Stop saying what you can't do. And stop believing. You know, a bee one day flew into a car with a little boy riding with his father. The boy began to scream, and his father reached out and grabbed the bee and squeezed it in his hand. He then opened his hand, and the bee flew back out and began to buzz around, and the boy continued to scream. Father looked back and said, son, you don't have to scream. He held out his hand, and inside the palm of his hand was the stinger of the bee. He says, son, all the bee could do now is make noise because I got the stinger in my hand on the cross of Calvary. Come on, help me somebody. Jesus took the stinger of death so it can't make no noise. It could only last for a little while. I stopped by to tell somebody that Jesus has taken it all. You can walk by faith. You can trust him because he did it for you and he did it for me. But today, you got to make up in your mind, I'm getting ready to walk by faith. I'm getting ready to walk into my season. I'm getting ready to walk into my destiny because Jesus paid the price. And here's the reason why I say this. My faith and my obedience and my willingness to see it to the end will bring me to ultimate victory. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm saving some 11 o'clock. Amen. I love the word. I told my wife, I said, this is going to be the viral message today. This is going to be the one right here. This is going to be the one right here that takes you over to the next. Listen, some of you, it's time. It's time to quit talking. You're talking a lot. You're saying a lot of good things, but you have your actions have not stopped. Your actions. You talk a good talk. When life is rough, you want to run into church. When everything is good, you ain't nowhere to be found. What kind of love is that? But to the faithful, you keep your seat. Keep your seat. Yeah, that's right. Keep your seat. And watch. God is going to reward your faithfulness. But here's the thing, though. More than that, he's going to reward your movement of faith. You got to move. You got to do something. Stop just saying, oh, yeah, okay, God, good. Do something. Display your faith. And watch what he does for you.